Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Girls wrestling is growing across the nation, and the Sunflower State is part of that trend, with nine states now sanctioning the sport at the state association level, including Missouri most recently. It is a matter of time before the opportunity opens up in Kansas. The sport is growing in popularity, and we currently boast six individuals in the National Girls High School Rankings. That group includes Nickerson High School's Nicole Moore, who's seventh at 106 pounds, Jordan Connect from Paola High School, she's sixth at 117 pounds, McPherson's Maya Kretzer comes in at number 13 in the 122-pound weight class, Brianna Douglas of Paola is our top-ranking individual, she is third at 132. Mason Claiborne from Fredonia High School is listed at number 14 in the 152-pound weight class, and Junction City's Elise Robinson is ranked 7th at 180 pounds. It is interesting to note that only Douglas is a senior among that talented group. Team Kansas had a strong representation at the recently completed UWW Cadet and Junior Nationals held in Irving, Texas. Robinson earned a national championship in the cadet division at 78 kilos and also placed 4th in the junior division. Kretzer finished 6th place in the cadet division at 57 kilos and also placed 8th in juniors. Moore was 7th at 49 kilos in the cadet division. Also with a strong performance in Texas was Jordan Connect. She made the quarters and finished 3-2 in the freestyle competition. The rising sophomore was a force in the Paola High School lineup this past winter and made waves with her performance this spring in the Cadet Folkstyle Nationals in Oklahoma City, where she won a national championship and also placed 3rd in the junior division at Folkstyle Nationals. Jordan joins us on the line today to fill us in on her travels and let us know what she'll be up to this summer. Jordan, welcome to Airtime.
Thank you.
Right, I want to start off with your performance in Oklahoma City. That tournament was held at the same time as a USAWKS Club State tournament in Topeka, and there was quite a buzz going on about your national title. They were making some announcements about it and kind of filling the crowd in on how things were going down there. Take us through your finals match. You were up against a defending national champion from Ohio, and you earned a come-from-behind fall in the third period. What was going through your mind as you found yourself on the wrong end of the scoreboard late in the match?
Well, it all started at the beginning of the match. I had my nerves, everyone had been telling me about how good she was and stuff. And then I just had to tell myself that I'd be okay. And then in the match, I was down 4-0, and I had to tell myself again that I was going to continue being aggressive, and I knew I had to get on top because that's where I find myself stronger. And I knew that I could turn her if I was on top. So when I picked top, I was just thinking about how I needed to get that turn or it could ruin the match. But I locked up a cradle. It wasn't as tight as I thought it would be. I made a small adjustment, and that's when the ref called the fall, and I immediately had a wave of motion. Because that's when I realized how all my hard work has finally paid off.
So when you realize, it sounds like it was just kind of a flood of emotion right away when you secured that fall. Just describe that feeling right after there and getting your hand raised.
It was a great feeling. It's a big deal to me. Getting my hand raised and winning a national championship is a big deal to me because there's lots of doubt in. With me being a girl wrestler and stuff, from guys. And so me winning that title really, proved everyone wrong and proved to myself how good I actually am.
So you were 5-0 in the cadet division, and then you turned around and went 5-1 to capture third place in the junior division at the Folkstyle Nationals. What was your motivation for entering both tournaments? And what does your performance at Nationals do for your confidence as you look to Fargo and other competitions this summer?
Well, my dad asked me if I wanted to do juniors, and my natural instinct was just heck yeah, I do. And I wanted to see how I could perform in juniors and see how different the level of the competition was. So I was not expecting to be successful in juniors as I was. So, like, knowing that I did that well in both divisions really boosted my confidence for Fargo. Knowing that I pinned a Fargo champ and competed against the top girls in the nation and doing so well gives me the confidence that I really can do great things at Fargo.
You know, just looking at Fargo and the Folkstyle Nationals, and what style do you prefer?
Well, my favorite is Greco, but that's not very possible for a while now. They might get that in the Olympics, but I guess we'll wait. But my favorite is freestyle. I love being able to have, like, be able to throw laces, all things like that.
Okay, well, great. I love that answer. Greco's your favorite, huh?
I didn't
expect that. So how did you get involved in wrestling, and what other sports do you or did you participate in?
So my brother wrestled when he was younger, and so I got dragged around everywhere, like at tournaments and practices, and I would get so bored, and then my brother just tried to keep wrestling me, so I was like, okay, let's do this. And like when I was 5, I started talking to my parents about wrestling, and my parents always told me that whatever my dream was, they would help me accomplish it. And I told them that my dream was to wrestle, and I asked if I could wrestle. My mom said yes, but my dad said no. So I told him he was being a dream stealer. And then that night, we went and bought my first pair of wrestling shoes, which led on to that practice and the ones after that. And he made me run a ton and worked me extra hard, trying to get me to quit because he really didn't want me to wrestle. And then that led me to loving to run. So, like, this year I did cross country, but I didn't do track.
Okay. Well, you won't find a bigger advocate of girls wrestling than your dad. So that's quite a story. You kind of drug him into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with the explosion of opportunities for females at the college level, I'm sure you have your sights set at competing at the next level. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm very excited to see what the college level has in store for me. I'm planning on going to a college with top wrestling as well as academics.
The first opportunities are opening up now, at D1 programs. And right now, with WCWA, they're, still have the combined national tournament. But at NAIA, gosh, by the time that you're in college, it looks like they'll have their own separate tournament. So are you looking at just kind of the opportunity to wrestle and then the academic side, or do you have your sights set on a D1 program, for example?
Well, honestly, I would like to go to a college that could, like, help me go farther into wrestling, such as the Olympics, World Teams, things like that. But I also want to focus on school because that is very important to me. So I'm not very sure yet. I'm still trying to decide.
I see you were listed as a new official for this past season. Did you do some officiating this year? And is that something that you want to pursue?
Yeah, I did a few tournaments, which was really fun. I love being able to be involved in it because, like, with high school, I'm not allowed to do the kids' tournaments anymore. So being able to rest my little buddies and stuff for my team is great. And I would like to continue reffing the next few years, working to earn money so I can help pay for all my tournaments and traveling and all that sort of stuff.
Well, great. We certainly need officials and need good ones that are very knowledgeable of the sport. So that was good to see. What would it mean to you if Kansas had a Keisha-sanctioned girls wrestling division?
Oh, if they did, that would be so great. It would make, like, so many great opportunities for the girls because I know lots and lots of girls who want to wrestle, but they won't because they don't want to wrestle guys. And I want all the girls to get the benefits I have gotten through my participation in the sport.
All right, well said. So who are some of the individuals that you look up to in the sport of wrestling?
Oh, okay. Helen Morales is one of my very big influencers. I can relate to many of the things she's went through, like growing up wrestling all males. Like, she has said, like, coaches would keep their guys from wrestling her, which is a big deal to me too, because that's what I went through my middle school career and, like, even starting when I was younger. And she was also the first woman to in the U.S. to win the Olympics, which I can relate to because I've been the first for a few things for my high school team. Also, Kyle Dake and David Taylor, they're two people that I really look up to. I started watching them, and their technique and everything about the way they wrestle is really phenomenal.
So what does your schedule look like, competition schedule? I know you just finished up the UWW Cadet Tournament in Texas. What does the rest of your summer schedule look like for competition?
I have women's national duels in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is June 19th through June 21st, I'm sorry, and Fargo, which is July 12th through the 20th. But I hope to spend more time going overseas again and learning new skills from everyone.
You said go overseas?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
I just recently got back from Estonia, Tallinn, Estonia. It was like one of the best experiences I've ever had. I got to compete with like 100 different countries, I think. And they had a camp after the tournament. I got sixth at the tournament, but at the camp we learned lots of things, and it was a really great experience just being there.
So you already have quite a lengthy list of accomplishments in the sport. What are your goals as you look towards the rest of the off season and, you know, even in the next couple of years?
Well, my goal for like this summer is to go get undefeated at the duels. And I really want to win Fargo because knowing that I beat her, the national Fargo champ, was really pushed me there. And I really want to place higher internationally because when I went to Estonia, I only got sixth, which I thought was a huge deal, but I would love to place higher.
Just to wrap things up here, is there anyone that you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, yeah, of course. I want to thank all my partners and my coaches. They pushed me to be the best. And I want to thank my mom because she inspired me so much to do everything I've done. And my dad who pushed me past my limits to make me stronger mentally and physically.
Well, it's been great visiting with you, Jordan. And, you know, just wish you the best this summer and in your future endeavors. And, you know, just keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time. Thanks for listening.